Drink from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Under attack, time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see, don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. They'll leave me alone cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome on into Monday, August 12th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Greatly appreciate you guys being part of the show today. Text line is open, 231-360-5140. Please be relevant on topic to the conversation. Greatly appreciate that. Got a couple text messages already this morning that I will be responding to here at the next break. One of them, kind of interesting perspective. I got three people asking me for the text message information for MyPillow. I'll be sending those to you as well. Also, our beef farmer, Cliff Tellini, over in Onaway. And this is something that I... let's see... Oh, okay, in response to Pastor Chatfield's history lesson discussion, God's providence, Abraham Lincoln's statements, said, I have to tune out when Pastor Chatfield is being interviewed by you. I have zero respect for him and get livid, absolutely pissed when I listen to his garbage. I would hope and pray he don't teach false scriptures and lead his flock astray. Well, first of all, I'm not going to defend his statements in any way, shape, or form. I'm not going to stand here and defend his statements on this show. On Friday afternoons, the history lesson, the discussion that we have, sometimes goes into current events, current state of affairs with regards to politics. What he preaches on Sunday, if you listened to his preaching, which we carry as a public service without a charge on this radio station from 11 to noon on Sundays, he doesn't get into politics as deeply as he does with me on Fridays during the history lesson from 10 to 11. Sometimes he does tie scripture into politics, but he does not state his, I'm going to call it moderate Republican, pragmatic Republican beliefs onto his flock. I know because I listen to his church services every Sunday while I'm producing it. I'm the one that generates the connection and ties him and his microphone there at the pulpit into the studio. I have to monitor church services on Sunday with his church, him speaking, to make sure the levels are correct and to make sure the sound is coming through out on the radio station. We have differences of opinions. Cliff, you and I believe a certain way. He doesn't. It's called freedom of speech. Going to give him an opportunity to present his side. I debate. You heard the conversation. I don't let him just spew his progressive, moderate, pragmatic form of Republicanism onto you without challenging him. You should embrace the discussion. You should embrace the back and forth, because now at least you get to hear the establishment other side. But I understand where you're coming from. Short break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go, and you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north. And you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Thank you.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number one. I got a couple more text messages as following up that conversation with Pastor Chatfield from Friday. He is totally a total establishment. Another one. He always goes against our candidates. I don't have any political respect for him. Okay, I get it. I totally get it. I mean, he openly said on this show a couple weeks ago, I believe, before the primary, he was going to vote for Mike Rogers because Donald Trump endorsed him. Pastor Chatfield is a party politics oriented person when it comes to his politics. I respect it. He's 100% pro-life. He's against gay marriage. He's pro-Second Amendment. He's pro-family. I agree with him 80, 85% of the time. When it comes to candidates, though, he's all about the money. He's all about the endorsements. That's the bottom line. If you can't raise any money, I'm not going to support you. He was not going to support Dr. Sherry O'Donnell for U.S. Senate because she has no money. She did not self-fund her campaign. She wasn't able to raise money. That's why she didn't win the nomination. Why didn't she win the nomination? Because Donald Trump got involved in our politics here in Michigan and endorsed Mike Rogers. If Donald Trump had endorsed Sherry O'Donnell, she would have had more money. She would have been able to compete better in the primary and defeat Rogers. But she didn't get it. Donald Trump gave his endorsement to Rogers. I believe there was a quid pro quo. I believe Rogers donated to Trump's legal defense fund through his PAC. His PAC gave money to Trump, not Rogers personally, and bought the endorsement. He had a PAC with a lot of money to be able to fund his campaign, run his TV ads, to get the endorsement, so he could run the TV ads with the endorsement, and never bothered to debate, not one time, on a debate stage, and got that primary victory. Good for him. Now let's see how he does against Elisa Slotkin, who's already going on the attack. Benghazi's been brought up. China's been brought up. All kinds of things about the way he voted when he was in Congress has already started against him. Let's see how well he does against Elisa Slotkin. And probably Donald Trump will be 0 for 8 or 0 for 9, whatever it's up to. His endorsed candidates never win in November. So we'll see. Now, I do want to take a moment here to get local in politics, because we started getting phone calls over the weekend from news reporters, quote unquote news reporters. This young lady from votebeat.org, who I've never heard of before, called for a statement. Surprisingly, on Saturday, when we were at the boat races in Indian River, Craig Mauger from the Detroit News reached out to Vicky for a statement about Cheryl Guy coming out of retirement and doing a writing campaign against her. Haven't seen the story yet. I asked Craig to send me a link to it. He promised that he would. He said, will do. Still haven't gotten it, Craig, if you're listening. But this is Vicky's statement in the form of a letter to the editor that we have sent to the three local newspapers here in Antrim County. As you know, the election was a week ago tomorrow, last Tuesday, August 6th. So this is a letter to the editor that Vicki has drafted that we have emailed to the Elk Rapids News, the Antrim Review, and the Weekly Choice. And let's see if they air it. Because, especially the Antrim Review, because on the opinion page of this week's paper, this paper dated August 8th, just 4 days ago, top left at the very top of the opinion piece of the review, county clerk rethinks retirement plans. I'm going to read it to you and then hear you, have you hear Vicki's response to him, which we have sent to him, and let's see if he prints her response per his rules. County clerk rethinks retirement plans. Sidebar. So he's going to use an attorney's term, which is what you ask the judge for, a sidebar. You want to come up and talk to the judge. He starts off by saying, I think it was Yogi Berra who said, it ain't over till it's over. And that may very well apply to the Antrim County clerk race, which most people thought was decided by Tuesday's primary election. It's safe to say that there's no love lost between Cheryl Guy, the current Antrim County clerk, and Victoria and Randy Bishop. Why am I part of this race? Oh, that's right, because I'm married to Vicki and happen to be her campaign manager. Guy told me 2 or 3 weeks ago that if Victoria Bishop wins the primary, she will run for the job as a write-in. I can't let that woman occupy this office without a fight, she said. Well, the day after Tuesday's primary, with unofficial results showing Bishop with nearly 2,100 votes, Guy told me she will definitely going to follow through with her writing campaign plans. I'll be researching the law. This is a quote from Cheryl Guy. I'll be researching the law. I'm attending a seminar, and I'll be talking to other clerks, she said. Quote, I've had lots of people offer support for my effort, end quote. Then, the owner of the paper, the editor of the paper, John Tarrant, states an opinion. I guess that's why it appears on the opinion page. This will be very interesting, and Bishop shouldn't be making plans to move into the clerk's office just yet. If anyone can win on a write-in campaign, I believe. Well, if he believes it, it's his opinion, right? I believe it's Cheryl Guy. She's highly regarded by her peers, held in high esteem by most of the general public, and most of all, she's a fighter. Stay tuned. That's his opinion piece on his opinion page of his newspaper, the Antrim Review, this past Thursday, August 8th. Well, if you look at the rules, letters to the editor policy, the review always welcomes letters to the editor relevant to any topic of general interest to our readers. All letters are subject to editing. No, Vicki's statement is not subject to editing, John. The letters we prefer to publish are usually limited to no more than 300 words. Her statement, folks, is exactly 300 words. And expresses the writer's view on local, state, or national issues or events, or are in response to a previously published letter. Thank you letters are generally discouraged and likely will not be published unless, in the opinion of the editor, it is a compelling element of broad public interest in doing so. Blah, 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 blah. He goes on to say that they will not publish any letters endorsing one political candidate over another. That's a joke. Because he endorsed one of Vicki's opponents, Kathy Odom. Cheryl Guy endorsed David Tucker. Well, here's Vicky's response to the editor, John Tarrant. I would like to thank the voters for their faith and support of me to be their next Antrim County clerk. You have my heartfelt, quote, thank you, end quote. I am putting together my 100-day plan to make the transition a positive and smooth one for everyone. My administration will be different than that of the current clerk because it will be as defined by our election laws. I reached out to the current clerk after the election, Vicki Calder, on Wednesday after the election, without the courtesy of a reply. It saddens me to hear that she is coming out of retirement to run a writing campaign against me. She did not like the way you voted. So now she wants to throw away your vote and stay in office temporarily. Once the election is over, if elected, it is my belief that the current clerk will then retire again and have the county election committee replace her with her endorsed candidate. And that, of course, folks, was David Tucker. Even though initially she said she wasn't going to endorse a candidate. But as the race went further and further along, a couple of weeks before the vote, she came out and endorsed one of the five candidates, one of Vicky's opponents. She beat him by 150%, a higher vote count. She got 37.5% of the vote. He got 23.5. She beat him by 14 points. Her endorsed candidate. Well, she'll decide to retire again and have the county election committee replace her with her endorsed candidate. This committee consists of three people, with her, the current clerk, being one of them. This is not how our democratic system is supposed to work. The current clerk does not get to handpick her replacement. My plan is to work with the local clerks to help them clean up their qualified voter files. Craig Mauger and the other reporter asked Vicky specifically about that. Also, she said that she would hand count the ballots. Well, in her statement, the people against counting the ballots obviously have not worked the polls. I never said count the votes. I said count the ballots. Less than an hour to match the count on the tapes. The local clerks, as well as myself, were hired by the voters in a democratic election. Me and your local clerks will work for you, not Lansing. I'm looking forward to being your county clerk and restoring election integrity in Antrim County. Victoria Bishop, Republican nominee on the November 5th, 2024 election ballot for Antrim County clerk. That's exactly 300 words. Now let's see if John Tarrant runs it in the paper. You have to understand something, folks. This woman wants to keep her power, and she wants to put her puppet in office to replace her. And then ride off into the sunset, fully retired. Well, let's see what happens, Cheryl. And you think, John, that Cheryl's a fighter? You've never met my wife. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, your award-winning news team, covering the big stories that affect you across Michigan and throughout the region.
From Michigan News Source, I'm Cheryl Fritz. Our top story this hour, details about what, if any,